do you believe, Superintendent, this is really helpful, do you believe that the UDA is actively recruiting young people in the area?
I can't comment to say that I know that for sure, Stephen. If you were to, you know, allow some people to on the show from Castlemar to talk, they give you a greater insight to
it. You're the district commander. What's your sense? Do you think they're recruiting, or do you think the recruitment has stopped?
Well, Stephen, I know that, and I can't say, you know, for certain to you that people are being recruited in to the UDA. But what I can tell you is that what I would hear from some of the local politicians, some of the local people, that there are young people getting dragged into to that group. The numbers I don't know, but one or two.
That sounds like recruitment to me.
But one or two is too many. One or two is too many, and that is all of our challenge, because it they prey on and they live amongst the shadows of vulnerability.
So what you've just said there is they are actively recruiting. You're being told by politicians they're actively recruiting.
Stephen, I'm saying, and there's no secret in this when you talk to people within the Castlemar estate, you will hear them say their concerns about young people being dragged into or involved in that group.
So therefore,
that's my concern as well.
Okay, so here's a question. What level of intelligence, how feeble is the intelligence of the PSNI in that area if local people know people are being recruited and you don't?
No, Stephen, we clearly can't talk about intelligence in a public forum like this. But we're very present within the estate. You know, you don't have to go down. You can see just how much policing is going on within there. We are getting, I've told you that we have conducted 45 searches over the past couple of months, made a number of arrests. Much of that is intelligence and information based. So we do get plenty of information within there to act upon.